Hi, everybody. Again, I've never told a story here for Stoop, so this is exciting. Growing up, I had parents who were older than most of my friends' parents, and if they had met at a younger point in their life, they would have never got along. To describe them, my father thought of himself as super old school. He never buttoned his buttons all the way up. It always had to be down here, so his chest hair really stuck out, and he wore gold chains. And he proudly voted for Nixon and Reagan. And my mother was younger than him, and but not by a lot, but just slightly younger that the generations didn't hit. And she marched on Washington with Martin Luther King, and would tell me stories at night about going to protests for women's reproductive rights, and was had this hardcore leftist past, and had this picture next to her desk of her giving George McGovern a kiss when she campaigned with him. It was like, these two worlds are so strange. And so as I was growing up, I tended to follow her path. Even my father and I used to have this fight that happened from age 13 on, where he would get really pissed because I wouldn't wear a pinky ring and a gold bracelet. This is God's honest truth. Anyway, so I'm in high school, and I get to college, and I'm full of piss and vinegar, and I get to freshman year in college, and just so you can picture me, I had hair probably down to here, and I had these mutton chops that were never quite even. They kind of like two dead squirrels sort of stuck to my face, and my freshman year of college, I was going to school down in D.C., and there was these big IMF World Bank protests in April, and I was very involved in the activist community. And I was I was hardcore into this. I'd go to these meetings. We'd have these consensus meetings, and we're in it. And so it was around April, and I called my mother. I decided that I wasn't just going to protest. I was going to put myself in whatever way I had to put myself out there, and maybe I was going to get arrested. So I called my mother, and I was I'm going to go to these protests, and there's a chance I'm going to get arrested. And what happened is, by the year 2000 or 2001, I can't remember when this was, my mother obviously mellowed a bit, because her response was not stick it to the man. She said, I don't care what you do, you better be home by Passover. So Passover was April 19th, and the protests happened on April 16th. Long story short, I get arrested, right? So we get arrested, and I'm in jail, and they arrest maybe 40 of us in one shot. And none of us use our names. We all have these code names. And for the love of me, I can't remember what my code name was. I just remember there was this one guy, also with mutton chops that weren't quite even, known as Comrade Onion. He was always a guy next to me. And, we were all in these little consensus meetings in jail. We were there for 2 days, and they basically said to us, if you give up your names and, admit to your, crimes, we'll just let you out, And we were no, we're gonna fill up the jail, so we're not gonna give up our names. And I just kept being in those meetings that's a great idea, guys, but maybe we could get out by Passover, because my mom is really scary. So we keep having these meetings, and I kept being but maybe, I'm all for not giving up our names, and I'm here with you in solidarity, but maybe. So anyway, they bring us finally in front of the judge. And one by one, he is how do you plead? And everybody's not guilty. And he's will you give up your name? And everybody says no, And he says how do you plead? And I said, I'm not giving up my name. Is there any way you can just let me out before Passover? Because my mother's going to be really pissed at me if I don't get home for Passover, which is tomorrow. Anyway, I got home for Passover. They let us all out. So that's my story. That's it. I don't know if I'm fighting. Who was I fighting in that one? My mother, I guess. And she won. So, as usual.